this, you know, we talked about this yesterday. And this Facebook outrage, it's baffling to me. Seriously, it's baffling to me how conservatives, and especially conservatives in Congress, are reacting as if it's a shock that Twitter or MySpace or Instagram or electric cars or the list goes on and on and on would be controlled by a liberal, especially a liberal who's, I mean, Zuckerberg has come out and said what Donald Trump is talking about as far as the wall is. I mean, he's come out in the past. He has come out against conservative policies in the past. I don't stand why my conservative friends are so outraged. Why they're so shocked. I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, this guy, John Thune, okay? He's a Republican in the House, and he wrote a letter to Facebook. He wants answers. He wants answers. He's outraged. He's outraged that the Facebook news feed would only promote leftist views. It would only promote Black Lives Matter or Occupy Wall Street or Hillary Clinton. He's outraged. Outraged. He's outraged. How could this happen? How could this happen? How could it happen? Again, how is Facebook any different than CNN? How is Facebook any different than MSNBC? How is Facebook any different than ABC? How is I don't get this. I know I'm a Republican. I'm supposed to toe the line and back up every Republican thought, but I mean, I don't get it. I don't get this naivete. I don't get it. I don't get it. This notion that somehow Facebook supposed to be a unbiased entity. Why? Their owner, Mark Zuckerberg, is an uber liberal. He constantly talks at different conventions or interviews about liberal positions. Why would you be shocked that Facebook would disseminate liberal views and restrict conservative views or conservative stories? I don't get this. I don't get how Republicans are shocked. Everybody on Fox is beside themselves. They really are. They really are. They're beside themselves. And I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, that's the name of the game. The name of the game is controlling the message, and everybody knows that. I mean, we talked about this yesterday, going back to Nazi Germany, Minister of Propaganda. I mean, the goal is to get a message out to as many people as possible. Every minute of the day, every second of the day. And if enough people get inundated with a message, with an image, then eventually the hope is those people will respond to that message or that image. I mean, isn't that what advertising is? Isn't that what Carl's Jr. ads are? Isn't that what smoking ads are? Isn't that what Fox News is? Isn't that what the New York Times is? Isn't that what the Wall Street Journal is? Isn't that what the Washington Post is? Isn't that what the New York Post is? The Daily News? Breitbart News? I mean, isn't that what all of these things are? And the name of the game is controlling a form of media so you could promote your message. Isn't that the name? Isn't that why Sheldon Adelson owns one of the biggest newspapers in Israel? Isn't that why Sheldon Adelson is behind one of the purchases of a newspaper in Las Vegas? Isn't that the name of the game? Isn't that why ABC hired George Stephanopoulos, a former Clinton advisor, press secretary? I mean, George Stephanopoulos, a campaign manager. Isn't that why he runs ABC News? I mean, that's the name of the game. Why is it shocking that Facebook is promoting liberal views? Why? I don't get it. Is it because Facebook is used by so many people? So in turn, it's outrageous that they would be used as a propaganda tool? I really? That's the outrage? I'm a Republican. I'm pissed. And I've said this before. I'm pissed that there's not Republican things like that. That Republicans, I don't want to say aren't smart enough, but that Republicans don't engage in more of this. I'm more upset that you got the Koch brothers, you got Sheldon Adelson, you got some serious heavy hitters when it comes to money. They should be out there trying to make a play for these types of media outlets. People should put more pressure on Rupert Murdoch at Fox to create more entities that are like Fox News. I told you, Fox itself is not like Fox News. The movies they put out are not like Fox News. FX is not like Fox News. Their executives are not like Sean Hannity and Greta Van Susteren and Roger Ailes. Why doesn't Koch, why doesn't Adelson, why don't they go, hey, let's buy this channel. Let's buy that channel. Let's buy. Why? Backing politicians? Backing politicians in different congressional houses and different aspects of government is really not the way to transform America. The real way to transform America is to control things like Twitter, is to control things like Facebook, is to control things like NBC, to control things like ABC, CBS, CNN, New York Times, HBO. That's what we should be doing. You go to HBO, and every original program on there, as far as a political apparatus, is pro-liberal, pro-Democrat, anti-Republican. Bill Maher, anti-Republican. John Oliver, anti-Republican. John Stewart, who just signed the deal with them, anti-Republican. So this Facebook outrage is bizarre. It really is bizarre. When a member of Congress is writing Zuckerberg or Facebook, whoever, a letter saying, I'm outraged that a bunch of liberal journalist majors would be controlling the news feed, and it's not based on algorithms and agalithms or whatever the hell you call the isms. 20 liberal journalists controlling the news feed and feeding it with their favorite liberal stories and making the people who are on Facebook believe that Black Lives Matter is the hottest group in the world. And Bruce Jenner posing naked on Sports Illustrated is the hottest thing ever. And people on college campuses being outraged over what they call offensive Halloween masks is the biggest news story ever. I mean, that's normal. It happens at CNN every day. It happens at ABC every day. It happens at MSNBC every day. Happens with new. I mean, remember the, what was it, the Boston Globe? Boston newspaper, think about it, the Boston newspaper, Boston's a pretty big city, right? Is it? They did a fake cover. They did a newspaper with a fake cover that was like Trump wins the election, stock market crashes, mass deportation, the world on the verge of a nuclear war. I mean, no one was outraged? What the hell was that? That was a newspaper. CNN, one of their big anchors, Chris Cuomo, whose brother is Andrew Cuomo, whose dad was Mario Cuomo. You can't get more liberal than the Cuomos. Are you kidding me? And John Thune is writing a letter to Facebook. I'm outraged, Mark Zuckerberg. You're outraged? Really? Mark Zuckerberg, who's talked about Trump's wall, he's talked about immigration, he's talked about foreign war. I mean, he is oozing with liberalism, a leftist to the highest degree. People are outraged. How could Facebook do this? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? It's a corporation. It's a corporation. Why you're not outraged over NBC? Every single show on NBC is a either subliminal or hell, just in your face bashing of Republicans and conservative ideas. I mean, bashing. They poke fun at liberals. They poke fun at Hillary Clinton. They straight up bash Republicans. You want to talk about shaming? Every one of these networks, every one of these newspapers, every one of these websites, they shame people. They shame people when they support a Trump, or they support a Cruz, or they support any Republican idea. It's just baffling to me. It's baffling. Why is Facebook any different? Why is Facebook any different? They were founded by uber liberal leftists. They are run still by uber liberal leftists. All the kids that work there are uber liberal leftists. I mean, to this day, there's a fight with the Facebook people on their coding and their back end and getting on people's profiles and identifying terrorist groups or terrorist war. I mean, to this day, I mean, you could go online, go on archives of newspapers, and you could find stories written about Zuckerberg and the executives there taking uber leftist positions on a myriad of things. And all my Republican friends are shocked and outraged that Facebook controls their news feed. That's so wrong. Millions and millions and millions of people get their news from Facebook. And if Facebook is controlling that news feed, and they're squashing conservative ideas and they're promoting liberal ideas, that's wrong. Wow. Wow, you're late to the party. I mean, you're just upset because liberals once again beat us Republicans to the propaganda game. because the Koch brothers and Sheldon Adelson and the Ricketts family, all these Republicans are more concerned with, you know, the, how these low-level House members or stopping Trump than creating a media empire, a social media empire, to disseminate conservative views. I mean, that's what we should have been doing. Because look at it this way. Conservatives, Republicans control the House. Conservatives, Republicans control the Senate. Conservatives, Republicans control governorships. But yet, the liberals are transforming this country every single day. They're getting their agenda out there. They're transforming this country. Why? Because they control the messaging. They don't care about Joe Blow congressman from the 19th district in Nebraska. They care about Facebook. They care about Twitter. They care about CNN. They care about ABC. They care about Huffington Post. They care about Politico. They care about BuzzFeed. They care about Vox. They care about NBC. They care about Saturday Night Live. They care about Colbert. They care about Kimmel. The list goes on and on and on and on. They care about Hollywood. These are all the things that they care about because they know controlling all of these things completely destroy any majority in the House, any majority in the Senate. As long as they have the media, as long as they control the message, they have everything on lockdown. And once again, my Republican friends whine and cry. They don't go out and do anything about it. They whine and cry. It's like the whole Trump thing. They whined and cried about Trump. Never Trump, never Trump. Well, then who? We don't know. We don't have any answer for you. Just never Trump. So you don't have an alternative. Well, anybody but. Well, that's not an alternative. Whine and cry. John Thune, whining and crying. Whining and crying. You would think Republicans would get it by now. And maybe this Facebook thing, maybe this Facebook thing will light a fire under their asses. Maybe this will light a fire under their asses. Maybe they'll sit back with the billionaires and go, okay, we get it now. We either need to go and buy these things or we need to start alternatives. Okay. All right, that's going to be our plan. Amazing. My conservative friends just don't get it. And you would have thought they got it. Seriously. With talk radio, you would have thought they got it. You would have thought then when talk radio was created and conservative talk show hosts started popping up and more people started to listen and different polls showed that different talk show hosts had a lot of power. Hell, we saw it in Wisconsin. You saw every single talk show host in Wisconsin gang up and go after Trump. So you would have thought back in the 90s that Republicans understood the power of the media. When Roger Ailes created Fox News, you would have thought that Republicans understood the power of the media. You would have thought they understood that controlling a message and putting out a message was an important tool in governing and transforming a country. I mean, you would have thought people would have understood it by just knowing what we know about Nazi Germany in World War II. But we don't learn, I guess, from the past, or at least the past that long ago, that far in the past. So you would have thought the Republican billionaires after talk radio and after Fox News would have went, this kind of works. You would have thought after all the Jesus movies. I mean, when these Jesus movies come out, these religious movies, they do big. They do big at the box office. For the amount of money that is spent on these films and for what they take in, they're blockbusters. I mean, they really are. And when you compare them to like a Melissa McCarthy movie or something involving Will Ferrell, I mean, these are blockbusters. So you would think there would be more of them. You would think there would be more TV shows that are centered more on conservative Republican values. Baffling. It really is.